Ovois Perek Vov Mishneh Tes. Bez Hashem, we're learning now the last year of Maseches Ovois, and there's a hergish. It's been a very inspiring trip through the last six prakim, the last 45 days of learning Mishnayos Ovois. After Mishnayos Ovois, we only have one small Masechta left. It's Maseches Hoiris. Maseches Hoiris is maybe even more shaykh to say the Kotchim, because it really discusses the Korbonos of the Sanhedrin. When there was a Shigagas Hayro. So in a way, it's shaykh to say the Kotchim, and it's true, in a few weeks, after we finish Hayriyas, we're going to Be'ez Hashem start say the Kotchim. The Hergish is that the fitting Hachonas HaNefesh, after learning through Be'ez Hashem, Moed, Noshim, Nezikin, which are all Roiv, Gufei, Torah, the fitting Hachona to enter Bifnayu Bifnim, into the Kodesh, into the realm of Kedusha, is sitting by the feet of the Chachmei HaTorah, doing Shimush Chacham by learning about the Chachamim, learning their ways, learning their instructions, their Hashkofas, about their lives, the Maseiros HaTorah, and so on. That is what turns us into Klei Kibul, to be able to be Oisik B'Kodshim. So Yei Ratzon, that all the brachas that we have from being Dovuk in Chachmei HaTorah and in Torah that we're learning in this parak should be Nizkayim by us. Amar Rabbi Yosi Min Kisma, the very inspiring message, this Mishnah. We don't find Rabbi Yosi Min Kisma too often. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that talks about Rabbi Yosi Min Kisma, that he was a Korav Lamalchus. He had connections with the Roman nobility. They were Mishtatif Bahalavoyosoi. He says like this, Pamachas Hoyisi Mahalach Baderech, like we just said, he was a Hoylach Bedrochim. Upoga bi Odom Echav Inosan Lisholem. The mission is a little bit barichus. I meet somebody and he gives me Sholem. Exactly the Sholem. Okay? Why the Mishnah has to be magnum this. The Mefarshim says, Shein Ezach, Rabbi Yosi Min Kisma himself, even while he was traveling and he was being Mishtadl for Klal Yisrael, he was a Mekur of Lamalchus Roimi, was Oisik Bateris. He was Helik Baterich, he was Fatracht and learning, he was thinking about a Sugya. And that's why Upoga Bi'oda means the person greeted him. Poga is to greet, to connect. Vayivka Bamokum Ahu, the Pasuk says, Be'yakov Avinu. That's where he met that place. Pasuk says over there, Vayivka Bamokum Ahu, what that means is it didn't just get to night, night met him. Rashi says over there, first to Kvitzus HaDerech. So over here, somebody met him. Why wasn't he Magdim Sholem? One of the Anhogs is having Magdim Sholem L'Cholodim. Ted says he was Fatach Nuni, he didn't see him. So the person after he gave him Sholem, V'chzarti L'Sholem, I stopped my learning, and I gave him back Sholem, and I gave him Horus Ponim, and we started talking. Amali Rebbe Meizim Mokim Hato. He was able to see, obviously he didn't know who he was, but he was able to see that he was an Adam Godel. Amarti Loi, interesting, he didn't tell him from New York, from Lakewood, from Muncie, from Yerushalayim, Bnei Brak, from Kiryat Sefer, that he didn't tell him. He gives him a description of the city. Me'ir gedol shel chachom v'shel sofrim ani. I'm from a place that's full of chachomim and talmid chacham. Obviously he was in a place that wasn't full now of chachom v'sofrim, but that's how he described himself. Brings to mind the famous diuk of the Brisker Rav. There was a yid in the 1950s, I believe it was Dr. Bodenheimer, Choshev Yid, who was the editor of the Jewish Observer for many years. And he was on a shlichus, he was in Eretz Yisrael, he came to talk, to consult with the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav asked him, Vos tote, what do you do? So he said, I'm from America. He does whatever he did professionally. He introduced himself professionally, is what he does. Brisker Rav asked him again, Ver zainte, vos tote? He says, I'm from America, I do such and such. Brisker Rav asked him a third time. Brisker Rav wasn't hard of hearing, and he wasn't slow. So he understood Brisker Rav meant to point him out something. He was quiet. Brisker Rav told him, you know, when you open up a sefer Yoina, and it says Yoina is running away from being the Novi, from being the messenger to Nineveh, so the sailors, the boat is tossing and turning to and fro. They're about to ship. The ship is about to sink in the storm. And the sailors say to Yoina, who are you? And Yoina answers, Ivri anoichi veselike shomayim v'oretz ani yore. Did they ask him his religion? They asked him who he is. They asked him, Mamasecha, what do you do? They asked him about his religious beliefs. The teretz is, what a person does, he's a lawyer, he's an accountant, he's a That's what a person does for a living. But what does a yid do? What a yid does is what he does for ishtadlus for panasa. What a yid does is eselikeshu ma'im va'artzani yore. That's what a yid does. So I'm asking you what you do, vas tustu, and you introduce yourself with what you do for ishtadlus for panasa. What are you doing for klaus, or what do you do for Torah? That's what a yid does. So maybe in the same vein also, when Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, Tzaddik and Kodesh, is introducing himself, from vanish stimstu, from vanish tamstu, from where are you? They ask him, what's your place? They're not asking him if he's from this shtetl or that shtetl, if he's from Snipishok or Eshishok or Kletsk or Minsk or Pinsk. He's introducing himself by where he comes from. Where do you come from? I come from an ear mole chachom v'seifrim. Om Ali, obviously they found this message inspiring. The person who met him connected with the message. He said, Rebbe, if that's where you come from and that's what you represent, Ritzoincha shetodu imanu b'mkaymenu. Maybe you could come. Is it your wish? Is it your will that you should come live with us in our place? V'ani etn l'cho elef alofim din rezov avonim tevez magolios. And we'll give you panosa berevach. Elav alfei din rezov, a tremendous amount of money to entice you, to bring you aboard, to come to our place. Amarti lo bni, im ata noisim li kol kesev rezov avonim tevez magolios shabayelam eni dor elav b'mokum teira. I wouldn't give away the schus of living in a mokum teira for all the money in the world. Now, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma goes off into a whole arichus about how money and wealth is, even tremendous wealth, is ke'efes va'ayin next to schus ha'teira. Lefi shebishas b'ti rosh shalodom, eim alav lo lodom, when a person is nifta, nothing accompanies him, lo'i kesev, lo'i zov, lo'i avonim teiras ma'golius, ela teiru ma'isim teirin bovad, only teiru ma'isim teirin, shenemar, b'salechecho tancho yisoch. This is the passage that we say whenever we're Messiah and Masechta. As we go, the Torah is Malavos. B'shoch v'chotish malecha, when a person passes away, not when he's a hoylech, but when he's a sheikhim, when he passes away from this world, the Torah mitzvahs watch you. V'akitzoy sohitis ichecho. This means l'chayra. By tchiyas hameisim, when a person wakes up from the sleeping. When a person passes away, the spelling over here is tilim. Tilim is piles, and we say tilim, tilim, shalalokas. Tehilois are praises. Not sure what the connection is between the two, but that's the way it's spelled in the gears in front of us. I did David Yisrael Melech Yisrael. Toivli teras picha me alfezol v'chosev. Better for me is the Torah of your mouth from as much wealth as imaginable. David HaMelech was zeichet to great wealth. It was all kapis vayim. Next to being Isaac Batari, v'ayim liya kesem liya zov no'um Hashem tzvokos. So this is the inspiring message of Yosef ben Kisma that was told over to this Adam that was pagan by Baderech. My Rebbe Zolgazunt and Shtag and Rebellion Brudni Shlita said a few times in the Shmuz, he said the following story and insight. There's a famous Maisa where the Chaznish, who was an extremely private person, the first 55 years of his life, he was completely private. At the age of 55, the Chaznish decided, for his own personal reasons, he didn't have children, he wanted to be Zeichet Eretz Yisrael. He was also, maybe he understood that he had the Shlichus to be Mekim Torah. The Chaznish is the Mekim, is the Av of the whole Olam HaTorah Eretz Yisrael. It's clear, it's only in the Shchus of the Chaznish. And the Chaznish came to Tel Aviv, and then he decided to move to a small yishuv that was just starting out, a few sand dunes and farms and orange orchards called Bnei Brak, next to Tel Aviv. And over there had been established the previous year a small yeshiva, a Vardika yeshiva. The Chaznish then got them to offer the position of yeshiva there to the Heilige Stipler, his shvager, his brother-in-law. And that's how the Stipler got Teretz Yisrael, because the Chaznish asked him to join him. So the first Rosh Hashanah in the Nevardik Yeshiva in Bnei Brak, the Rosh Hashiva of the Yeshiva turned to Chaznish and asked him to say something. He's serious for the Tzibur. They knew right that the Chaznish was Adam Gadol. The Chaznish was an extremely reticent person. He never spoke in public. He was extremely bashful. He never spoke in public. There's no speeches from the Chaznish. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Schusio and Olen, the same thing. Stipler was more of a speaker, but even the Stipler and his lady, he has never spoken in public. In any case, the Chaznish refused. He was asked. Finally, he said, Bibusha, he said, only in a side room, and I can't speak. I'll just read a Mishnah. Good. Everybody filed into the side room, and here's what the Chaznish said. He took out a Mishnayis, or a Siddur, and he read this Mishnah. And when he got to the words, Eini Doel B'Mokum Teiru, he said the words with a tremendous amount of feeling. And he said the words again, and again, and again. Eini Doel Elo B'Mokum Teiru, Eini Doel Elo B'Mokum Teiru, Eini Doel Elo B'Mokum Teiru. The Olam was swept away with his enthusiasm. They understood what he was saying without saying it, is that his intention was to turn Bnei Brak into a Mokum Teiru. And so it was. And my Rebbe Shlita asked the following horror. So the Chaznish was saying that you have a place that's an orchard with a few farmers and nothing, and it can be turned into a Mokum Torah. L'chor, that should have been Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma's approach. He should have gone to a place where they're offering, they want him aboard, they want him to come, and they're asking him to come. They're going to give him unfathomable wealth to come. And he says, "Any day of Makom Torah, I won't come." Faket l'chad, the way the Chaznish is reading the Mishnah, he should have gone. He should have turned it into a Makom Torah. And if that's not the way, if the way is not to go to a Makom Torah, so then had the Chaznish read this Mishnah in support to say to them that his intention was to turn Bnei Brak, which was a nothing, which was a farm, into a Makom Torah, doesn't fit. And the Rebbe Zalbuzinsan explained that the answer lies in the words Ritzoincha shetodu imanu bimkaimenu. The emphasis over here, the Mefarshim pointed out, we want you to come live by us. We're going to give you unfat. It's a place, obviously, that has a lot of wealth, and we could support a Rav, a Rosh Hashiva, in great comfort. We want you to come, and we want you to inspire us. We want you to come be part of our world and give us some ruchnis. What the Chaznish was saying is that Bnei Brak, in order to turn into a Mokum Torah, has to be completely nizbatl to that mission. Bnei Brak is a place, there's not too much Gashmias there, but it's chock full of Ruchnias. There's no bigger concentration of Talmid Chum, Gdele Torah, Yeshivas, Marbitze Torah, Mechabri Svarim, Amelim Batorah, Yem Velaylo than Bnei Brak, the most Mokum Kodesh Sheba'olam. But it had to be in this battle to its mission, not the Talmud Chochum becomes part. Shetia Ritzoincha Shetodu Imanu Bim Koimenu Ela Ritzoincha Shehamokim Shelonu Tis Battle Cho. So the Chaznish was reading the Mishnah and he was saying, I'm not going to come and I'm not going to live in a place that's not a Mokum Torah. If I'm here, I'm going to turn this Mokum into a place that's in this battle to cover our Torah. This is the inspiring lesson in this Mishnah. It's something to take with. Mishnah Yud. Chamisha kinyonim kona HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo elamoy. There are five kinyonim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his world. Now, the morale explains, what does it mean the Rebbein Shalom has chamisha kinyonim? The whole world is kinyonim, shemayim v'aretz, is the Rebbein Shalom's kinyon. So what we mean to say is, chamisha kinyonim, there are five specific kinyonim that advar miyuchadim, we would add that the number five represents a certain shleimus. The letter hey is the letter of the ois of the Shem Hashem, the Shem Havaya that represents this world. There are five parts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. He's kind of this world, he's kind of the whole world, but his essence, his presence is felt and is most felt most intensely in these five kinyonim. Elohim, Torah kinyon echod, with his Torah you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemayim v'aretz kinyon echod, the concept of Shemayim v'aretz. L'chor, the pshat over here is not Shemayim and it's not Oretz. It's Shemayim v'aretz, it's the ability for Shemayim v'aretz to exist as one entity. L'moshel, a Yiddish marriage is a mokum where you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Yiddish home with a shalom bayis, Ishvi'isha shalom b'neim, shchina shruya b'neim. Why? The oisis is a shemayim v'aretz. The yud, The Yud is in the name of the Ish, the Hey is in the letter of the Isha, the Yud represents Shemayim, the Hey represents Aret. A Yiddish marriage that's Bisholom is called Shemayim Aret. The Shlemus is not in the husband, not in the wife, but it's in the new entity of harmony between them. That's the Kinyan Echad. Avram Kinyan Echad, Avram Avinu represents Emunah, represents the ability to live in this world and to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents Midasa Chesed. Lamaisa, besides for Avram as an individual, there's also Klal Yisrael. The presence of Yidden in this world is Hakaras HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Famous line when the king of Louis, the king of France, said to one of his ministers, he was arguing in religious doctrine, and he said, bring me one infallible proof that there's a God, that there's a creator. And he said, Your Majesty, the Jewish people. Klal Yisrael is a kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's in fact that there's a Klal Yisrael. Beis HaMikdash kinyan echad. Beis HaMikdash was the place. It's also a place of Shemayim Vorets, but it's a place unto its own where one felt intense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Teru Minayin, Mishnah is going to bring psukim that describe these five things in terms of kinyan. Dichsiv Hashem, Kononi Reishis Darkoi, Kedem Mifalav Me'oz. Teru precedes the world. It says that another maimer where the world was preceded by Torah, Tof Tof Kuf Ayin Dalad Doiros. I found a Dovet Silva Elav Dor. Dovet Silva means Torah. Silva Elav Dor for Elav Dor. And after Bria Sa'ilam, it took 26 Doiros for Maimon HaSinai. So 974 Doiros before was created Torah. So that's what it says. Reish is darkoi kedem mifal meoz. Before the great creation of Shemayim Vaoretz that was created by Bria Sa'ilam. Shemayim Vaoretz minayin dechsiv koyama Hashem. This is the after of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Hashemayim kisi Vaoretz adoim ragloi. Eze bayis hashetivnli. What house can contain my covet, my glory? Eze mokim nuchasi. What could be a place where I could rest my presence? Vaimem morabu masech Hashem. Look at the world and feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, that Shemayim Vaoretz. Kula b'chokhma asisa malaret kinyan echad. Looks like we're talking about the physical world. Go outside and take a look at the sky. This is what they call the horizon. There's a trick where it looks like the sky is meeting the earth when you look off into a distance. The reason why the Rebbe Shem created that optical illusion is in order to give the gefil, which is not just the gefil, it's emes, that Shemayim Vaoretz is one mitzias. That's what's described over here. Avram minayin dechsil, vayivarecheu vayayma. The Rebbe Shalom benched Avram vayayma, baruch Avram lekel elyoin, koinei shemayin vaoretz. So in the same vein as koinei shemayin vaoretz, shteit baruch Avram. Shteit, that's also a king. Yisrael minayin dechsil, ad yavar amcho Hashem. Klal Yisrael became the Amma Nivcha, and they were saved lo netzach al yidei the destruction of Parah v'chol chelov. At that point, when the Pasuk is referring to when Klal Yisrael is taken over the Yamsuf, they're also going to be taken over the Yarden in Teretz Yisrael. That's why there's two times, Ad Yavar Amcho Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzu Kon Nisa. The Rebbe Shem was coined to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the Kinyan, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. V'ayimel Ekdeshim Hashem Ba'aretz Eimo, V'adiri Kol Cheftzi Bom. This Pasuk doesn't mention Kinyan, but the point is that Klal Yisrael represents Kedusha, Ekdeshim. They're the Kedusha of this world, Vadire, they're the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Rebbe Shem's whole Rotzen and Chukah in creating the world was in Klal Yisrael. Beis HaMikdash Minayin Dechsiv, Mochon L'Shivtcha, this is also in Oz Yashir, Mochon L'Shivtcha, a home for His presence, Po'alto Hashem Mikdash, Hashem Koininu Yodecho, that's also a Lashon Kinyin, Vo'ime Vayivim Ogvul Kotshoi, Has a konso yiminoi. Yiminoi over here refers to Midas Chesed. Rebbe Shem created the world with Midas Chazdoi. Except that by the Bria Sa'olam, the Rebbe Shem was Meshatev Midas Adin. The name Elikim is used exclusively in Perek Aleph in Parshas Bereishis. Beis HaMikdash is Shem Havaya. So it's called Yimin. And now the finale of this Heligim is Echta. Koma Shabora HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo'ilomoi. This is not about Torah, but it is about Torah. Everything the Rebbe Shem created in this world was created for one purpose. It was created for Kvod Shamayim. Istako Baraisa Borealma. Torah is the Dvar Hashem. It's Rotzen Hashem. So the whole creation of the world is an outer expression of the inner essence of Ratzon HaBorei. So everything that was created in this world is all Leibor El Lechvoidoi. Shenema, this is the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Kol Anikra Bishmi, Ulechvoidi Barasiv, everything that's called by my name and was created Lechvoidi, Yetzartiv, I formed, Afasisiv, I made. Mepharshim explained over here that this refers to this Pasuk, makes note of four levels of existence which are called by the Svarim, the conceptual where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is called Olam HaAtzilus, that's Mishmi. And then there's Olam HaBriya, where there's already Nivroim, that's what we call the Olam of the Kisei HaKavod. And then there's the Olam HaYetzira, which is the world of spiritual beings, the world of Malachim, and so on. And then there's the Olam HaAsiya, the physical world that we live in. So that's why the Pasuk has Mishmi, Barosiv, Yetzartiv, and Asisiv. The four letters of Shem Havaya also connected these four Olamos on a very mitzvotzimdika level. In every maisa that a person does, there's the act. Let's say, take Reb Chaim Volozhin explains this concept. There's the act of the mitzvah. Take a simple mitzvah, picking up a lulav. No mitzvah, simple. A person picks up a lulav. There's the maisa mitzvah. There's the feeling that a person is doing the mitzvah because the Rebbein Shalom is mitzvah. That goes into the bracha. Asher kiddushon b'mitzvah sevitzivanu. Behind that, deeper than that, is the thought process, the machshava. The machshava is, why am I doing it? What am I doing? What's the meaning of lulav? And then there's, if a person zoich lekach, there's kavonis and remozim and different yichudim, they can be misak. And these four levels correspond to the four levels of spiritual existence. There's the asiyah. There's the spiritual, the feeling behind it. There's the olam hasiyah. There's the world of hergish, the world of lev. There's the world of machshava. Beyond the world of machshava is a deeper, what's called the world of rotzon, of tshuka, of dveikus. That's already the highest realm. So these are all four ideas that go into every spiritual entity. All have these four corresponding. In the chelkei hodom, they call the nefesh, the ruach, the neshama, and so on. Vaymer, we finish with this. Hashem yimloich la'olam voed. Even though bizman hazeh, it's not so nikkur, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Hashem Yimloch is a lashon of lasid, the Rebbein Shem's presence will come out, and it will be nikkur, and it will be justified, me'ini kol abriyas la'ilam vo'ed. Amen ken yiratzin. We finish off with the memra that Yidin say whenever they learn Pirkei Avos. It's not from Pirkei Avos, it's the Mishnah in Makkos. Klal Yisrael always says it when they learn Pirkei Avos. And it's also said whenever Yidin say Kaddish Derabbanan when they're learning Torah. Reb Chananya ben Akashi Omer, Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakis is Yisrael. Torah is not just Rotzon Hashem, but it fits and it corresponds perfectly to the Tzuras Adam. The same way there's Tayag Mitzvahs, Ramach Vishasa. There's also Ramach Vishasa in the person, Ramach Evorim, Shasa Gidim. Torah completely is Mizake Yisrael. It's not only a schus, but it's Miloshen Zakos, it's Mizachich, it purifies every bit of the physical and emotional and mental reality of a Yid is taken over and Nishlam Ha'idei Torah. Shenema Hashem Chofetz L'man Tzidkoi Yagdol Torah V'yadei. The Rebbein Shem wants in his Tzidkus, in his Chesed, in his being a Noisein, Yagdol Torah V'yadei, his Magdol Torah V'yadei, and it creates a Hodor and a strength for those that are dovek in the Rebbein Shlel. So Baruch Hashem, we've been zeichet to finish Masech HaSavis. Like we said, we have the small Masech of Hayris, which is a little bit of a hakonah for Seyed HaKotchim. Yirotzen, we should be zeichet, lumoid ul lamed, lishma v'lasis.